My guest at this time is Van Hipp. He is the chairman of American Defense International. During the early 1990s, including during the Gulf War, he served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Army for Reserve Forces and Mobilization. We've asked him to share his thoughts today on the emerging stories about all the problems with the Veterans Administration, including extended wait lists, secret wait lists, and even duplicate sets of books to cover those secret wait lists. And Van, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be with you.
Well, Van, I'm sure you've got pretty detailed knowledge of the VA, given the fact if you're in charge of mobilization and demobilization like you were during the Gulf War, you essentially hand these heroes off to the Veterans Administration when their service is done. What is the VA reasonably expected to do, given the millions of people in the system? How efficiently should they be able to turn things around? How quickly should they be able to get folks in for treatment?
A whole lot better than what they've been doing. And I got to tell you, I'm not surprised. We've seen these problems for years and years. And don't forget, the military runs a separate hospital system for the active duty military and their dependents, just like the VA runs a hospital system. The military is much more efficient. And what's sad, I've seen case after case after case where the military would develop medical technologies that they're implementing in the hospitals, they're using to take care of patients and their dependents, the soldiers, and they would literally try to give this stuff to the VA, and they would turn it down. I was shocked. They would turn down things that the military was always trying to give the VA so they could go out and reinvent what the military had and charge the taxpayers to build a separate system. And I think you're seeing the result of a lot of that right now. But if you want to see what Obamacare is really going to be like, look at the VA health system right now.
Is this just a matter of what you get when you have a bureaucracy this large, or is it just bad decisions in a lot of different places?
Extreme incompetence. And I will tell you this, from a management standpoint, the way it's structured, there are a lot of good people over the years who've been in management there, who've tried to do the right thing, and they have been hindered by various laws and things, what they can't do, but somebody needs to go in there and lead. I will say this, one of the good things the president has done, and this happened a few months ago, which tells me they knew about this problem before. The new deputy secretary of the VA is a good guy, and the kind of person they should be putting in there and should have been putting in there a long time ago, both Republicans and Democrats. I'm talking about Sloan Gibson, the past president of the USO. He's a West Point grad. He's a military man, but he's also been in the private sector. He's been a successful banker. So he brings that unique set of management skills to the VA. That's the kind of person they need to put more and more in these key management positions.
We're talking with Van Hipp, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Army for Reserve Forces and Mobilization. He's now Chairman of American Defense International. And Van, in his comments today, President Obama seemed to be putting a lot of stock in this forthcoming report from the Inspector General, particularly about what happened down in Phoenix, but some of these other facilities as well. And he's even got his own staff investigating this as well. Do you think this is going to be the end-all, be-all in determining where we stand here and what the possible remedies are, or is it not going to be quite as definitive as we're led to believe?
I think you've got to have an IG investigation and all like that. But the fact that there are problems in the VA, this is not news. I'm not surprised this has been going on. Look, at this time last year, we were talking about the fact of the tremendous backlog of the disability claims that they weren't even processing, taking months and months and months. So the fact that there are problems with the VA and the way our veterans are treated and that health care is provided is not new news. So that should not be news at all to the administration. They need a plan of attack now. I wouldn't wait on an IG inspector report. They need a plan of attack right now.
Well, the backlog certainly is nothing new for the VA, but to a lot of observers, these secret waiting lists certainly are, and multiple sets of books to explain the secret waiting list or explain away the secret waiting list is something different. Is that news to you, and what does that tell you about the fact that this seems to be happening not just in Phoenix, but in many places around the country?
That's beyond negligence. If that's true, that's beyond negligence. And I think the president's right hands do need a role, if that's true. But I can't say I'm surprised. There's been a culture there. People have heard these stories for a long time. So unfortunately, I can't say I'm surprised.
Do you think this really is a matter of the system simply being overloaded because of all the new veterans who need care that we've accumulated over the past 15 years with Iraq and Afghanistan? Or is this an example of maybe they were overloaded, but the fact that they potentially went to these other measures means it's something more than just a matter of efficiency?
I think it, yeah, I think it's a combination of the two. There's no fact, no question they've been overloaded. But you know what? There are things they could have done in management tools and things and technologies they could have put in place to help speed up the whole disability process, and they haven't done it. They've had opportunities to prevent these kinds of problems for a long time. So, again, I'm not surprised. I really think they should look to the military hospital system, military system, and work more closely with DOD. They'd have a lot less problems.
What do you hope Congress can do on this? Anything?
Well, one of the things I think that they've asked for is to give the secretary more authority to fire people and get around some of the problems with employee unions and all like that. Give him the more authority to fire incompetents on the spot.
That's certainly been percolating up in the House of Representatives over the past few days. We'll see if it gains traction, particularly over on the Senate side of the Hill. Van, it's always good to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Great to be with you.
Van Hipp is chairman of American Defense International, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Army for Reserve Forces. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WND.com.